Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Tell a story about a young man who frowns upon doing what another young man takes great pride in doing.
Oh, I guess we all have reasons now and then to swell up with pride. Don't you ever feel like throwing out your chest, Mrs. Greenwood?
Yes, my hope chest. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And out of the Barton home, where Charlotte and the three Barton children are getting ready for a Saturday outing in the country. In a sunlit kitchen, Charlotte and Barbara are fixing a picnic lunch, and Bobby is making out he's machine-gunning the enemy. Over the sizzling, hunger-stirring sound of frying chicken, Charlotte is saying,
"Better hard boil more eggs than that, Barbara. Jack never gets filled up."
Oh, Jack. If he likes eating so much, why doesn't he get down here and help?
He's upstairs, thinking.
But Charlotte, he has to go upstairs to first.
Sometimes, Robert.
Jack must be thinking awfully hard, judging by that funny expression he had on his face.
I know. He sits around all day like that statue of the thinker.
He has to sit down to think?
Sometimes, Robert. You'd better think fast and move fast before this grief splatters on you.
I'm an enemy. I'm letting on a single-hour handle, single-handed. Can I have a cookie, Aunt Charlotte?
May I?
Well, may I have a cookie?
Here's one, and that's probably the last one to lunch.
Aunt Charlotte, I don't see why you let Jack get away with his cheating me. Try something different every day. Last month he was a chemist and he blew up the basement. Now he's raising frogs. Aunt Charlotte, you shouldn't let him do everything he wants. Just for him.
Oh, sometimes that's the best way to let a person learn, Barbara.
Well, I think a child of his age needs to be guided.
I see. You're much older than Jack, aren't you?
11 months and 3 days. And girls grow older a lot faster than boys do. You know that.
I may know it, but at my age, I won't admit it. Barbara, hand me a plate.
Hiya, Jack. I'm learning like Jim Cook. Hey, Jack, you got more frogs in that suitcase?
If you have, Jack, Since when have you worn your best suit going on a picnic?
I'm not going, I'm leaving.
Oh, that's interesting, but confusing. Explain, please.
I mean, I'm leaving home. Forever, maybe.
Oh, well, would you tell us where you're leaving for?
China.
Oh, China? Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'd say it was broken.
Oh, poor Charlotte. That's where the dragon lady is. That's where the paper said Jim Cook shot down all those planes. Quiet, Bob. Aunt Charlotte, see what I mean? One crazy thing after another. Explosions, frogs, and now China.
Well, what's the matter with China? Can't a fella go to China if he wants to? You can't always keep me here.
Well, Jack, we wouldn't even try to keep you if you don't want to stay.
Sorry. Can I go to China too, Jack, can I?
Robert.
May I?
Nobody can tie a fella down all his life. He's got to get out in the world sometime. Away from women.
Women, Jack? Barbara and I?
No, you two aren't women.
Hmm?
I mean, you know women.
Oh, he means that stuffy Miss Pritchett at school, Aunt Sally. That goes into her class next time.
Oh, it's Miss Pritchett. That's the woman. Mm-hmm. And school, that's the reason for going so far away.
Well.
Turner. I haven't seen the paper today, but isn't there still a war going on over there?
Well, sure it's on. That's why they got to have materials, guns and food and things. They got to have somebody to take the stuff to them, don't they?
And you'll carry it to them piggyback, I suppose.
Oh, women. Haven't you ever heard of a merchant marine?
Oh, yes, and they're wonderful. And they do have nice uniforms on shore.
Every day on the radio, it says they need able-bodied seamen in the merchant marine.
You qualify in every way to make a fine sailor.
Oh, that's a laugh.
What's a laugh?
You a sailor. Last time you were in a rowboat, you got so sick we had to carry you ashore.
Oh, that was when I was a kid.
That was last year.
Oh.
Barbara, now we should try to make Jack's last minutes with us as pleasant as possible. When a boy is out there on the high seas, a-rolling around, and the ship is plunging up and down, and there's nothing around but ocean, no one he knows to talk to. Well, he might like to remember the last fun he had with people who loved him.
You're not actually going to let Jack go, Aunt Sally.
Well, he's kind of big for us to tie down.
But he hasn't finished high school.
When the ocean is finished with him, he may decide to finish school.
Lots of great men never went to school. Much.
That's very true. Abraham Lincoln didn't.
Well,
of course, he had to stay up nights for years to make up for not going to school, but I'm sure Jack won't mind studying nights. Huh? You know, it's too bad you have to leave right away, Jack. We've packed too much fried chicken and potato salad and angel food cake with marshmallows, you know, with marshmallow frosting. Oh, my, I'm making myself drool.
All that food for the picnic?
Well, we can pack a separate lunch for Jack. There's no telling what he'll get to eat in China.
There's birds nest in China, they do.
They do?
Well, you can have all my share of the chicken and the cake, too.
Give me my duck meat. I don't like it.
Oh. Now, look, I don't want to get people all upset.
Oh, you're not upsetting us, not a bit.
No, no guy wants to make a lot of trouble, packing an extra lunch and all. I suppose I could leave a little later on, tonight instead of now.
Are you sure that wouldn't spoil your plan?
Well, I didn't have any definite plan.
Oh, you'll go with us then?
Well, give me a chance to make up my mind, will you?
Oh, that's fine. Now, let's get going, Barbara. And since this is Jack's last day, let's take the whole cake instead of just half of it, huh?
You can have those firecrackers I didn't set off in the fourth, Jack.
Gee, thanks, Bobby. Well,
I've got to
change into my dungarees.
Oh, Jack, answer the door. And if it's Shorty Dean, I'm not home.
Well, what do you know?
Hello, Jack.
Well, who is it, Jack?
Hey, Charlotte. Bobby, look who's here.
Jim Cook.
Sergeant Jim Cook, U.S. Marine Corps.
Hello, Barbara. Bobby.
Jeez, you've grown up. I could hardly have known you.
Hey, Charlotte, he's really a picture in the room, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is, Robert, but I've never met Sergeant Jim.
Oh, well, this is Aunt Charlotte, Jim, Miss Greenwood. She's kind of our aunt.
Charlotte Greenwood?
Hello, Jim.
Oh, dear. I never thought I'd meet you, ma'am.
Oh, call her Aunt Charlotte, not ma'am. Family. Hey, Willikers, look at the medals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Read all about your news magazine, Jim. 3 columns.
Robert knew every word by heart. Had your breakfast, Sergeant?
Well, not exactly.
Good. Breakfast for one coming up.
Oh, let me help him.
Oh, please, ma'am. I don't want to put you to any trouble.
Nonsense. As a matter of fact, you're an excuse for me to have a cup of cocoa myself. I like one this time of the morning.
Did you really catch the 63 of them single-handed, Jim? At the head in the magazine?
Oh, it wasn't so much, Bobby.
Oh, why didn't you let him die? I know that you were back.
Oh, I've only been home a week.
You read about you being wounded. Is your leg better?
Oh, the only a scratch. You know, you've still changed since I last saw you. You're so grown up.
Well, naturally, it's been 2 years. I'm 18.
How do you like your eggs, Jim?
Well, any way I can get them, just so they're not powdered.
Can't tell it. Jim came to see us the last day before he left. Oh, sip in your cocoa, Jim?
Yeah, 3 books. One's enough.
Give him 3, Barbara, and hand him his toast and jam.
You're 19 now, aren't you, Jim?
Mm-hmm, about that.
I've been shaving for almost 6 months. Why do you
shave? Yes. Yes. Both whiskers. And it takes an hour to clean up the bathroom every time you do shave.
Are you going to go back and do some more shooting, Jim?
Robert, guess not for a while, Bobby.
Are you out of the Army?
Well, out of the Marine Corps. They were real nice about it, though. I called it a medical discharge.
Because of your leg?
Well, they said it was because of battle fatigue.
What's that? Does it hurt?
No, Robert, it doesn't hurt. No, that is, not where it shows.
Hey, Bobby, you see, it's when a soldier's all used up and not much good anymore.
19 years old and all used up? Barbara, hand me that package of butter out of the icebox.
You're putting butter on Jim's toast. Jimmy, don't we ever do...
Robert, I suppose that you're real glad to be home, Jim.
Well, yes, but this was mostly my home.
Jim's the same kind of orphan we are, Aunt Charlotte. No parents. He lives with his Aunt Lizzie over in Harrison.
Well, Jim, now that you're here, your Aunt Lizzie won't mind if you stay overnight, will she?
Hey, we're all just leaving to go on a picnic. You'll go along, won't you, Jim?
Well, thanks, but I should go home.
Well, I can understand that after 2 years in the jungle.
I just wanted to stop in here and say hello. Well, I used to have a lot of fun in this house when I was a kid.
Yeah. Now you're not a kid at 19.
Oh, come on. Stay over a few days like you used to, Jim.
Sure, and tell us about the Marines. If you're bunk with me, I'll take the lumpy side of the bed.
Oh, you can stay at least a day, Captain.
Now, there's a gilt-edged invitation from all of us.
Oh, but I hate to impose.
Oh, impose? Nonsense. You'll never be heard in the noise we make. Now, scat upstairs with Jack and climb into some old clothes.
Oh, gee, his uniform, nifty.
A little too nifty to pick chicken bones, Robert. Now, hurry up now and let's get started.
Come on, Jim, I got some scratch and a new
sloppy
shirt that
ought
to fit
you.
Hey, wait for me.
Let me see now. He has the look of a lad who'd like a piece of pie. Barbara, put in that apple pie we were going to have for supper.
And Charlotte.
Yes?
You didn't mind, did you? I asked him to stay over. He always used to.
I'd never spoken to you again if you hadn't.
Oh, how you talk.
He's awfully quiet for a Marine, isn't he? Was he always like that?
Oh, no. No, not at all. That's just so funny. He was noisy and silly. You know, like all boys, a pet. And just before he joined the Marines, his voice was still changing.
I know, half soprano and half bullfrog.
You know, he was like Jack in lots of ways. Mm-hmm. Was he trying to say, for instance, and acting like it was the most important thing in the world?
Mm-hmm. He seems to be at home here.
Well, that's because when his parents died, he used to almost live here. Well, that lady's nice, but he's kind of set in the ways. Not much fun.
And you've got to make him feel like he's never been away. He's too young to be so old.
He's only 19.
And he's still 17. And he's 70 as well. His mind is. Battle fatigue. I guess he's a bit lost. Lonely and lost. Better slice some cheese, Barbara. He'll probably like it on apple pie.
We all think the world of our friends. Couldn't get along without them. But aren't we often a little unfair in expecting them to get along without us, without our thoughtfulness at times when it could mean so much? And yet it's so easy to remember friends on their red-letter days with a thoughtful card. You know, there's always a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So many cards at your Hallmark dealers will seem made to order for the occasions you have in mind. Birthdays? You'll see scores of fine, unusual Hallmark birthday cards, some affectionately worded, some witty and gay. Cards for weddings, anniversaries, dozens of them, all distinguished for their typical Hallmark originality and taste. You'll find charming welcome cards to brand new babies and cheer cards to bring a lift to someone who's ill. Next Sunday is Friendship Day. Let's make it a starting point for remembering our friends with cards often. Go to your Hallmark dealers tomorrow. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. You see, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. It's nearing noon, and Jim Cook, the war hero, who has just returned from active duty with the Marines and has been given a medical discharge, is the guest of Charlotte and the three Boston children on a picnic. As we rejoin them, they've just finished eating, and Charlotte says...
How are you doing, Jim?
All right, Charlotte, this is something I've been dreaming about.
Oh, gee, Charlotte, was that grub ever good? Boy, I'm so full, I can't move.
You better move, son. You're lying on top of an anteater.
Where? Oh, good God! I'm crawling with
you. Oh, that kind of ant won't hurt you. Get up and shave.
You know, we couldn't have picked a nicer day or a better spot. Everything's out. The sun, the leaves, the flowers.
And the flies.
Oh, spring, spring, spring. What is so rare as a day?
Barbara, that June of the day is so rare and stupid. And this is July and summer, not spring.
I know. I wasn't especially quoting a poem.
Next thing you will be, though, like, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns through some corny stuff.
That isn't corny stuff, Jack Barton. Is it, Aunt Charlotte?
Thoughts of love?
No, but I wish that poet hadn't been so definite about only young people getting such thoughts.
Ah, poetry's just mush, isn't it, Jenny?
Not exactly, Jack. I used to think so, too, but, well, not now. Sometimes out there, we'd be sitting around at night in the jungle, and things would be kind of rough. And some guy would say a piece of poetry. Maybe it was corny, maybe it wasn't. But to the gang, it always seemed like...
Like a touch of home, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, Aunt Charlotte. Home. Like clean sheets and bacon and eggs and apple pie.
But cheese?
Well, cheese. You know, next to some of the singing, I guess the poetry made me feel better than anything.
There you are, Jackson.
Well, Barbara, let's get the sad remains of this lunch out of the way. There's a new army of ants coming so fast you think General Patton was leading them.
Oh, can't we help?
Yes. You and Robert take this trash and bury it down by the stream there.
Well, good. Lucky I brought my stopgate along.
Oh, Jack sure disappeared fast when it was time to clean up, didn't he, Aunt Charlotte?
Oh, Jack's over there getting Robert's firecrackers ready to shoot off.
And he thinks he's grown up. He's worse than Bobby.
Worse?
I'm more of a kid. Well, Bobby's beginning to worry me, too. They always talk about fighting and shooting.
Oh, Robert's just getting some of the male orneriness out of his system by slaying imaginary enemies. You never saw Robert hurt anything real and alive, did you?
Him. He has a fit even if we put flypaper around the house.
Well, that's what I mean. I guess every generation of boys goes after some imaginary foe. In my day, heavens, it was Indians.
I'm glad I'm a girl. A girl doesn't have to be fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm. Some young man is going to be glad you're a girl too, Barbara, but not for the same reason. You see what I mean?
Enough
rules
so the animals won't dig up the trash.
Oh, Bobby, they're sure the top.
Animals?
No, Aunt Charlotte and Barbara.
Sam, they're family. Okay, drop the stuff in.
You know, it seems good just to see women around again.
Jack doesn't think so. He's running away.
Running away? Where to?
He's going to join the merchant marines in China. I got to pack this trip down good.
Yeah, but what about Jack's age?
Oh, he's awful old. He's 17. He was 17, wasn't he, Jim?
Well, I guess I was. Once.
Well, Aunt Charlotte, the big firework show is about to begin.
Oh, not over here, Jack. Over there with the boys.
Okay, Aunt Charlotte.
Yes, Jack. Barbara, it's like a baseball.
Are they kidding after that meal?
You and Jim and Jack play. We're resting.
Oh, come on. You can rest tonight.
Women play ball. Why, they might get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Watch the scissors Barbara can put over the plate.
Yeah, but how about Aunt Charlotte?
Well.
Well, go ahead, Robert. Tell him.
That water, kept with a pig. But with those legs, can she steal a base?
Flatterer, give us a half hour to digest this meal and we'll bat your ears off.
Okay. Jim, can you play mumbly peg?
Well, I used to do all right at it.
This is a swell spot. Level ground and all.
Yeah, well, you go first.
Okay. How do you like this knife here?
That's a dandy, isn't it?
Yes, it could almost cut iron. Charlotte, give it.
Here we go!
Jim,
what? Oh,
what?
Hey, Jim.
What's the idea?
I don't know. Well, fireworks went off behind me and... Oh, God. Jack, did I...
He's perfectly all right.
Sure I am.
Jim was just showing what a Marine is trained to do when he's in danger. Only this was just playing like Robert's always playing at fighting.
It didn't look like playing to me. Jack, you're not hurt, are you?
No, of course not. What do you think I am?
Even Robert's a tough Marine sometimes, Barbara, remember?
Well, honestly, the rough way boys play, you never can tell.
Don't I know? I've seen boys who were trying to bash each other to pieces. They didn't even get a black eye, but I did when I tried to stop them.
Get the drums in?
Why, thanks, Jack.
Oh, go ahead. I got a whole pack now.
I'm thirsty.
How about some lemonade? Jim, want to get out the cup?
Huh? Oh, sure. Here they are.
It's ice cold.
It's the spot, all right. I like it sweeter.
Now, your tastes are strictly pre-war, Robert. Now, you take this pie pan down to the stream and wash it out.
Okay, but you thought Jack was a Jack, didn't you, Jim? And all
Robert used to be an airplane pilot, Jim, until he decided to be like you.
I can think of a lot better things than to be like me.
Oh, I don't know. As a pilot, he had a pretty bad crash landing one day into a cabinet of glassware.
Bobby seems to have quite a time of it.
Oh, he'll come through all right, the same as you and Jack. Boys, I'm beginning to discover, are awfully durable. They get hurt a little along the way sometimes, but they forget it.
Do you really think so, Sarah?
Do you remember any one of the hundreds of near accidents you must have had when you were a boy?
Well, no, not offhand.
Well, that's what I mean. You forget all your hurts.
Aunt Charlotte's right, Jim. I just remembered I broke my arm once falling out of a tree when I was playing Tarzan.
He didn't have a rope handy like Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, I'm still glad I'm a girl and not always breaking things.
You will, darling.
Break things?
There'll be a few male hearts on your list.
Jim, you got any special plans for what you're going to do? I mean, now that you're almost a civilian?
A few plans.
What kind of work do you think you'll like?
Well, not work, yes. I'm going to school.
Not work, you say? School!
Back to school, Jim?
If you go to State College, we can see a lot of you.
You know, I never finished high school, Barbara. I have to finish high school before I can think about college.
High school?
Yeah, I'll be a junior. Remember, I only started my third year when I left.
Well, that's my class. You'll be the same as me.
Oh, that might be a break for Jim. He can come over often, and Jack can probably help him sort of get used to things.
Oh, no. I could have, but not now, Aunt Charlotte. I'm leaving school, remember?
Oh, yes, Jack. I forgot. You're going away.
Oh, Jack, maybe you could stay on a little while longer.
Oh, no, you don't, Barbara. You don't get me back in that stuff so easy.
Stuff? I don't get it.
School, it's a pain in the neck. Only for sissies.
Guess how it will feel to be a sissy, Jim.
Oh, I didn't mean him, Aunt Charlotte. He's tough.
But he's going to school.
Well, I don't care. I'm not. Maybe it's all right for some people.
Yeah, but I want to be an engineer. I want to build things. Engineers have to be plenty smart, so I'm going to have to learn a lot. Now, the government's giving me the chance for free. All I have to do is take advantage of it.
Yeah, but I'll bet you never had people telling you what to do every minute of the day, bawling you out every silly little thing.
Did you ever meet a top sergeant or a second lieutenant?
Oh, boy, you said it. I used to wait for orders to smell the breeze.
You scared?
Oh, no, not of them, but, well, I guess most of us are just scared of being scared. I was.
Well, I'm not. And to prove it, I will stick around for a while. When I get everything cleared up, then I'll make my own plan.
That's a good idea, but are you sure the Merchant Marine can wait for you?
Well, maybe I'll leave right after school opens. So later. Like you said, if I stick around, I can sort of help Jimmy get on to things.
Oh, gee, that'd be swell of you, sir.
Boy, just wait till a gang hears a hero with umpteen medals is going to high school.
He's the goddamn barber. Look at no whistle. I caught a minnow in it. Oh, thanks for watching it, Bobby. And be careful how you swing that baseball bat.
All right. You people just gonna sit around all afternoon?
We certainly are not. You kids get started, and I'll be right with you.
Are you coming, Barbara?
Well, I'd love to if Aunt Charlotte doesn't need me.
Run along. I'm practically finished.
Can I check? Can I check?
Robert.
May I?
Come on, Jim. Help us lay out the papers.
I'll be along in a minute. I'll wait for Aunt Charlotte. Oh, whoever thought that I'd see my favorite movie star, my favorite lady, play baseball.
Jim, them's fighting words. I play a big league game. With one leap, I'm on second base. I go into a split, I'm on third. I fall down flat on my face, and I touch home.
Oh, baseball plays your way. This I gotta see. Boy, a fella'd have to throw a fly way up into the sky.
And then I'd reach right up and get it like that. See?
Oh, Aunt, Miss Greenwood.
It's Aunt Charlotte, Jim.
You know, I wasn't playing when I grabbed Jack a while ago.
I knew you weren't, Jim. You were just reacting to 2 years in the jungle where a second's carelessness might cost you your life.
Yeah.
When you've been trained, as you have, to kill or be killed, you don't unlearn it in just one day.
God, I moved so fast, didn't I? I hardly knew what I was doing. I must have scared poor Jack.
Oh, Jack's all right. I'm not concerned about him. But what you need now is to realize you're home and you're safe. Lay aside all that strain of expecting danger, and we'll do anything, anything to help you.
Oh, but you can't be wasting your time on anybody, especially a guy like me.
We wouldn't be doing it for just you alone or for just anybody, Jim. We'd be doing it for us, for ourselves. All the Jims who'll be coming home from battle aren't just anybody. They're our men, ours. They are us.
Oh, Charlotte, I'm so grateful, you understand.
I do, Jim. And we're going to help you forget all those bad dreams. Do you remember when you were a little boy, how you dreamed you were chased by a big tiger over a cliff?
Yeah.
And then you woke up with a bump on the floor?
Sure, yeah.
How glad you were when you realized that it never happened. It was just a bad dream.
Paul, you know, that sure takes me back to when I was a kid. I'll never forget the day. I was riding down the hill on my bicycle and the brakes didn't hold. The next thing, I hit a fence and landed right in the horse trough. I got my bath before Saturday night, and that horse just looked at me and gave me the horse laugh. Just like that.
Oh,
that's what I've been
waiting to hear you do. Wow.
Oh,
Charlotte.
Oh, we're
waiting to hear up the
Oh, batter up.
Out of my way. Here I come. Gangway for Babe Ruth Greenwood.
Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you've cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I sometimes think if I could choose, whatever I might be, the kind of job the postman has would most appeal to me. It's true the postman has to plod through heat and rain and chill, delivering magazines and books and catalogs and bills. But still, I think he often finds the goings not so hard when he can leave at someone's house a friendly note or card. I'll bet the postman thinks his labor's been worthwhile when what he brings makes someone frown become a friendly smile. So though I can't deliver mail, that's why I always send the frequent notes and greeting cards that make and keep a friend.
At the very same time, Mrs. Charlotte Lee would say,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'll just say, so long.
So long.
Charlotte Greenwood show came to you from Hollywood. This is the American Broadcasting Company.